Yo, welcome back. Listen to the Future Sports Talk Radio. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. It's your boy King Hooli on the mic, and you know the vibes. You know who I'm with. No white mic this week, but my A1 from day one is definitely in the building. Hollow Point, what's up, my dude?
What's good, man? What's happening?
Chillin', man. How you been?
I'm fantastic, man. Doing all right, and good to see you. Good to see you back.
Likewise, man.
You look rested, man. You look refreshed.
Ah, man, it was such a great trip to trip home to Mobile. It was, you know, family reunion. So I saw all the family. I got to hang out with Ferg from Three Brothers No Sense, who's my, you know, my favorite cousin.
Ferg was there.
Shout out to Ferg. Shout out to Ferg. Got to hang out with him. Hung out with my family, man. Just really enjoyed him, dude. They got to meet Pearl. They got to meet the babies.
That's good.
My dad had a good time. He wouldn't bug. He wants to come on the show. I told him I'll have you on the show, but I had to be there with him because he ain't gonna go off the rails.
He's too old to get the technology.
And then he don't hear which is weird. So
what the hell?
Other than that, man, everything was great. Family was great, you know. It's cool, man. It was a great trip. Great trip.
I'm glad.
I wish I would have had the chance to see everybody that I wanted to see, you know, but it was, you know, it's that one of the trips you just pick up and you keep moving.
You know, it's always unfortunate when you go back home. You never get to do everything you wanted to.
Right.
There's always something that you forget to do.
Like, I wanted to see Jordan.
Right.
I wanted to see Jordan and I couldn't go see Jordan. I didn't even go out that way. So,
right.
It's
right.
one of those things.
All good.
Yeah. So, what about you, man? How's things going
all right, man. You know, summertime. So we're trying to get the kids out of the house and doing stuff. And that's a task. Yeah. That's a task on its own. My son did do a baseball camp at one of the AA affiliates from the Orioles.
Okay.
He did it for like a baseball camp for like 3 days. And then we went to one of the games on his last day. He got to do a little parade and they honor, you know, like, oh, here are the camp members. And he got to wave to the crowd and he caught a foul ball.
Oh, nice.
And he got one of the guys to sign the foul ball that he caught.
So, dope.
It was actually pretty dope. He's like nonchalant, and I don't know if he realizes how great that moment is. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm sitting there like giddy, like I want to replace him with myself.
You're not doing it right.
Right. Like I'm trying to let him be in his moment, but at the same time, I'm like, man, do you realize how awesome this is, that, what you're doing right now?
What you just did, yeah.
Like, this is the day that kids dream about. You had it. You had a dream day for people. And he was like, yeah. He's like, I guess. And I'm like, all right, man, I'm out. I can't do this. just honestly, it's, you know, Mom Dukes came up to is here to visit for about another week now. But so we get to do that. I got to hang out with my moms and still doing some house projects. So
other than
normal stuff, we didn't take no extravagant trips or anything.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. We did the Chicago thing for Father's Day, but
I'm not as hating as I was. I saw the pictures. And I was like, I'm happy for my boy.
Yeah, it was dope.
It's cool.
I didn't realize, like, I'd never driven up. I didn't, you know, through Ohio or Chicago or Illinois or, you know, any of those states up there. I never been that way.
Yeah.
You know, it was always 95, 85, 65. 85. You know.
Yeah.
So, but it was the first time I went Midwest. So,
oh, nice.
It was an experience to say the least.
That's dope.
That's dope. But yeah, other than that, man, we've been chilling. We just, my son has one more camp in about 2 weeks, I think. And, you know, of course, the 4th is coming up tomorrow. Shout out to everybody for that.
Yeah.
We're going to do some pop off some stuff and we're gonna barbecue some stuff.
You know, that's hey, there you go.
You know how I go.
Meat will be barbecued simple. And
meat and meal be thrown on the grill.
On the grill. There'll definitely be some meat on the grill. Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
I feel like we should say pause.
Okay, sure.
Pause. Well, all right. We're like,
I don't know the rules. Guys. I don't know the rules.
I don't know the rules either. I'm too old for that shit. I don't give a shit. Yeah, whatever.
It don't offend me.
It don't offend me. So no big deal to me. Anyway, I'd like to welcome you guys back to another episode of Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. I'm King Hooley. I am the host here, and we had White Mike. White Mike's not here this week, but Hollow Point's here. So we'll do that. We're gonna talk. We can talk about a post that I put up there about Shohei Ohtani. Of course, the NBA free agency has been going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's been wild. It's been a wild free agency.
Bananas.
And we're gonna talk about that. But at this point, I'm gonna hand it over to Hollow Point, and he's gonna talk to you where you can find us on the socials. So Hollow Point, do you just
appreciate it, King Hooley. Thank you, and thank you to everyone who is joining us again for another week, another episodic edition, of Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. I want to thank everybody for once again joining. Those of you who are new, welcome to the podcast. We hope you enjoy our episode, and we hope you come back for future episodes. Those who want to reach out to us and our socials is real simple. Go to our website. That's www.truthbetoldsportspodcast.com, where we have everything that you want to listen to in terms of our podcast, from our first podcast to now. We also have our so you can go on there. You can come on there. You hit us up on all of our socials. We have our YouTube. We have our Instagram. We have our Twitter. We have our Facebook group. And we have our Facebook page. We also have our TikTok. So they're all there. You can hit us up on those. Tell us how great we are. It's how great our podcast is and that you subscribe to us. And then once you've done that, the most important thing is support your boys and go to the merch store. There's plenty of items there. So still hot off the press. Jump in there. There's something for everybody. You can give gifts. You can get stuff for yourself. I mean, it's just so many things in there. There's t-shirts. There's mugs. There's stuff for your kids. There's stuff for you. There's stuff for everybody. Stuff for your dog. If you want. There's all kinds of stuff. So go to the merch store. Support your boys. We love doing this. And we definitely appreciate your support. Once again, that's www.truthbetoldsportspodcast.com. Back to you, King.
Man, I appreciate that, bro. Yeah. And he's not lying. There's stuff for the dog.
Yeah, I wasn't lying.
There's stuff for the dog. Hey, like he wouldn't tell that fib. So well, if you don't want to wear it and you feel like, hey, let my dog do my talking, do your thing. We appreciate it. Since there is no White Mike, there is no trivia show. I guess we'll get into the show.
Let's do it.
All right. So you remember this post I put probably like a week, 2 weeks ago? I was like, Shohei Ohtani is probably like the greatest baseball player of all time.
We got it. Yeah.
You remember that one, right?
I do.
Do you see why I say that?
I do personally, yes, because I watched the game.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you were going to get a bunch of pushback when you said it.
Yeah.
Because people don't really enjoy truth a lot. and partly because they don't watch the game. They see names like, you'll say, when we say who's the best in baseball right now, everybody's like Mike Trout or they'll say Freddie Freeman. They'll say any of these guys other than, they don't want to get Acuna. Acuna maybe, any of these other guys.
But and this is no slight to them at all.
No, absolutely not. They're great.
It doesn't mean they're trash. It don't mean
they're great in their own right. But what Ohtani is doing right now is transcending baseball. Like he is a one of one. If there was a definition of what one of one means, that's what he is doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's pitching at an elite level.
Right.
He's hitting the ball. He's taking it back. He's crushing the ball on the offensive side. And it's like the ultimate weapon. And and you watch him, and if you've never seen him up close, get to a ballpark where he's at. He looks like a creative player. I'm
bro, he is a lot bigger than advertised.
He's way bigger than he's
advertised. You said that. I remember last year they came to play the Yankees came to play them, and it was the game he stole home.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was just marveled. Like, I didn't care what he did. I just couldn't believe he was that fucking huge.
Well, yeah, and one, he's that huge, and two, you don't expect a guy that big as far as his stature to move the way he moves. So like when he hits the ball and like say he hits in the gap and gets a double, he's like boom out the gate. Like he's not like, you know, super speed racer Sonic or anything.
Right.
He gets to where he's going and he's out of there. You know, I would compare his speed to like maybe Barry Bonds type speed where he's a straight up power hitter. Yes, but he's long, man, and he gets like 2-3 steps. He's at the next base.
He is.
You know, he gets
out of there. Couple
strides, he's in there. And he takes, he gets stolen bases, too. It's like, what else can he not?
What can he do? What can he do? Right.
So
there was a game like last week where he hit 2 home runs, which is like, you know, good for an elite player, elite hitter. Mm-hmm. Then he also struck out 10 batters.
Right. So
in the same game, bro, like.
Yeah, don't tell me that he's not the greatest. Like
we talked about the same player.
Yeah. Sometimes we have a tendency to not understand the moment that we're in.
Right.
Until it's gone. Mm-hmm. And like this is one of those moments where you gotta with the overused term, give that man his flowers now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you're in the midst of it. And all they need is the Angels to just be good to get to the postseason.
Right.
And if they can culminate that with a, you know,
imagine if he won with the Angels, if he won the World Series,
they could print money at that point, man.
With that point, it's ridiculous. So like, yeah, you know, just to put it in contrast for the people who like, man, I don't know what he's talking about. Mike Trout's the best. Like, or just people like, who is Shohei Ohtani? Like, you know who Babe Ruth is, right?
Yeah.
We are those people who watch him play. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
This is what Shohei Ohtani is to the game of baseball. Like, two athletics, period.
Like, modern day, man.
This is probably one of the greatest athletes of all time to ever live. And we're watching this shit.
Yeah. And it's not like it's a fluke or a flash in the pan because he's been doing the same thing for 2-3 years now.
Yeah, no,
you know, and it's just he's showing you a little bit of everything he's got. Like he shows you the power he has. He shows you he can make hit for average. Mm-hmm. He can drive in runs.
I remember when he was in Japan and people were like, he's on his way to Major League Baseball. I was like, we're in trouble. We better get him.
I tell you, we talked about him last week. I'll never forget that speech before they played us in the World Baseball Classic.
Oh yeah,
he said he's like, look, get rid of the, you know, get over the fact they superstars or whatever. They just baseball player.
Yeah,
like we going to play them and we going to beat them. Shake their hand later.
Right? There's a game to be played.
We got to play ball.
You have to win it.
He basically was in there like, we got to play ball. Mm. Damn all that other shit.
Yeah.
For that, I'm like, it's like, yeah, but like, wait, that's against us. Ah.
Mm. Like shit.
You know what I mean? And then like that matchup with him against Trout for the marbles.
He just proved.
He just threw him 100 miles down Main Street.
And he struck out Mike Trout. Mike Trout can't strike out Shohei Ohtani.
Fact.
Sorry. He struck out your best.
And again, it's not a slight on the other people. It's not
on the biggest stage in the world.
Here he struck out your old number one, the Terminator. He
conquered your hero on 3 pitches.
All strikes, all fastballs.
And you want to say, and it's no slight to Mike Trout whatsoever. Exactly. No slight whatsoever to Mike Trout. Was a great ball player. He
was just better.
Yeah, he's got. They always say there's someone better. One bigger and badder. Like, whoever's going to be bigger and badder than the show Ohtani, like, he ain't been born yet.
Yep.
He haven't been born yet. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
It's a one-of-one, that's for sure.
Yep. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I applaud him, man. I've never, until I was able to see him in person, I'd never kind of, you don't understand fully what kind of player he is until you see it live. Because you can see it on TV, but it doesn't necessarily translate until seeing it live. How much bigger he is than everybody else. He's
right.
A towering figure. And huge. Like, yeah. And
he's like, I see why he's so fucking good. Duh. This motherfucker's an alien.
Yeah, like, he's an alien. He's literally a creative player. He's all 99s.
Yeah, somebody you know right. This motherfucker's like Captain America.
Right.
Yeah.
A dude like he got some serum. I'm not gonna lie.
Something happened.
Some secret serum.
There's
or something.
No way in hell. But I watched his video and this dude was like, you know, he was talking about Ohtani and all he does is baseball. He just got his driver's license. He's like, he never seen the point because
does
like
he really need it to be
honest? No, he was like, I'm just going to the park.
Yeah.
He wake up, baseball.
Park. Yeah. That's how you gotta be though.
Baseball.
Yeah.
You know, go back to eat baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's great. He's great. Yeah. He's a one of one.
It's paying off. And not quite yet. Cause you said you had like this this idea where about his impending contract.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I do. Right. So
do you want to share that with him?
Absolutely I do, man. Look, I'm gonna tell you what. If I'm Shohei Ohtani or I'm his camp or I'm his anybody, I'm writing down a number. And that number rhymes with mabillion. I'm writing 1 billion on a piece of paper. I'm sliding it up and I'm putting it down and I'm walking away. Yeah. He is worth every penny. You gave him, he's doing the work of two positions at an elite level. He's a DH.
We're talking Hall of Fame level.
And he's a pitcher. But he's elite.
Individually.
He's first. Yeah. And strikeout. He's
first in strikeouts and he's first in home runs.
Yes. On both sides. So I'm literally saying, hey, you give me 500 mil for this position and you give me 500 mil for this position. Yeah. Them together. One billy. Thank you. Call me when it's ready. And just walk out the office. I'm just saying that, you know, and honestly, and real talk, they're probably going to offer him something north of about 650, 670, which is probably going to be the biggest contract ever,
ever
up to this point. Mm. But I'm like, it's still not enough. Still not enough.
$1 billion.
Give that boy a billy, man. You know,
he does it. We're talking to the guy that it. Hall of Fame.
Like if you think about it, potentially.
He hasn't played, like, barring injury.
Yeah.
Barring injury. Like, if he gets hurt, like, you know, I will find this podcast and I would delete it myself.
Right. Right. If he gets hurt, this is null and void. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely. Duh.
But if
we haven't seen anybody do this since, you know, haven't seen anybody do this. Who alive listening to this podcast right now has watched Babe Ruth play? None of us.
Nobody.
So we haven't seen this. This, you know, this is once a lifetime thing, and we should celebrate it more. We should be, you know what I'm saying? He should, at some point in his career, he's going to have the Mighty KC. I know that story is fake, but he's going to have the Mighty KC allure to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Except he's going to crush the ball 757,000 feet. He ain't going to strike out like a bitch like Mike.
Oh, that guy. Tagger.
Hey, throw his shots, bro. Screw it.
Oh, man.
Screw it.
Rounds.
Oh, man.
But yeah, he's a great player, man. One billy or bust. That's all I'm saying.
It's like, hey, there you go.
Got to speak it into existence.
There you go. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It probably won't be $1 billion, but about $700, $800 million.
There'll be something in there.
Something in that ballpark. For sure. Speaking of, like, a lot of money trading around, you've seen like the NBA free agency has kicked off.
Boy, have I.
Man. It's like a lot of the same has happened. A couple of big moves, like and you'll talk about it in a minute.
Sure.
What's his name? Gabe to L.A.
Vincent
to L.A.
You forgot his name now.
Yeah, I forgot. Get him. He ain't one of us anymore.
Don't do that.
I'm focusing on one other player. I just want to see one other player in a Heat jersey, a new player. I don't care. As long as we get number zero.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
As long as we get
number zero. I got you.
I'm good.
I want to applaud the Lakers front office and what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to equate to, you know, the success at the end of the season, because it's still murky waters out in the West. So it's still a lot of teams that are competitive, that are vying for that next spot, that are making moves as well. And then there are other teams who are just making moves just to make moves. I don't really know what Houston is doing. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew, but they signed Dylan Brooks 4 years, 80 mil. They signed
Van Vliet,
3 years, 130. Then they signed Jeff Green for 1 year. And then it was one more signing that I was like, why? But I don't know what they're doing. I mean, it looks okay. They have a good young nucleus.
Right.
And I think having some veteran presence, I think Jeff Green will help them in that sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, he can still make plays, but I think his veteran leadership will help them mature more. And I think Uma Udoka has his hands full because he has Dylan Brooks on his team. He's not, don't get me wrong, he's a good defender. He's a good NBA caliber player.
Right.
If you can keep his character together.
Check.
And when I say character, not like he's a bad dude off the court or anything, but his wannabe persona. Mm-hmm. You keep that out of the locker room and out of the media, he'll be fine.
I think he learned his lesson.
I don't know if he did. I don't know if he learned his lesson. Like, because they just paid him 4 years, 80 mil. Do you think that means he learned his lesson? No.
No. I'm just saying, like, he knew he can't. He knows he can't handle the spotlight. He tried it, and he can't handle
it. Right. Well, so hopefully
humbled a little bit. Well, I'm saying hopefully. Hopefully he learned his lesson.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he knows this was a dumpster fire.
Oh, it was. It fell fast, too, and burned up quick. It burned up quickly. But Houston made some moves, so shout out to them. L.A., I'm very proud of what L.A. did in terms of making moves. They got a lot of ancillary pieces to fit. Mm-hmm. They got, you know, Gabe Vincent. They got Tayshaun Prince.
Nah.
Tyreen Prince from Minnesota.
Right. You got it.
He's a good two-way player, good shooter. Sorry, I butchered your first name. I apologize. We'll just call you T-Prince.
T-Prince. We'll there you go.
T-Prince.
They resigned. Of course,
they re-signed Hachimura back, and they got Reeves back. So they got their starting fives intact. They unfortunately did sign D'Lo back. So take that for what it is.
I wish I could have been a fly in the wall when you read that.
Man, let me tell you something.
I was like, my boy punching air right now. No,
I don't. You know what? It didn't make me upset as it's gonna make me. But like, you know, he's a good player. The problem is he thinks he's a great player.
Yeah.
I think that's where we kind of run into it. Cause he tries to make plays that the great players always make, but he doesn't make them. He tries them. They just don't work out ever. Like behind the back pass, you're not a good passer. Why are you trying to make that pass?
Yeah. Come on, dude.
Basic chest pass.
Well, I've seen LeBron do it.
Right. Like he's trying to throw lob from behind AD to AD. Like, in what world are we catching those? You know, this ain't NBA Jam. What are you doing?
He did it 2K.
Right? Like, so, you know, just things like that. And I don't want to get into a long rant about him, but I just, he got picked up 2 years and then added a couple more, got Cam Reddish out of the dumpster fire.
I think that'd be great. Great picking up. Great picking up.
I hope with Cam so, Reddish. Man. I hope it works out. He's a head case, I think. I don't want to.
Good wing shooter though.
If he's locked in, he's gonna get you what you need.
Yeah,
I think so.
Get on the
but way. Hopefully you'll get LeBron and AD and some of those veteran guys to just snatch him up and be like, hey, we're going to show you some winning ways now.
Yeah.
You played with some trash. You played Atlanta. You played with New York. You know, now you play with some win. Now you're going to learn how to win. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he'll get that. But unfortunately, we lost Schroeder.
Yeah.
He didn't get re-signed. But I think he picked up with like Toronto or something. I think it was Toronto.
Toronto guy.
He's a good player. I liked him because he was scrappy.
Yeah.
He was scrappy, and you kind of need that when you're getting bullied, especially in the backcourt. Mm. You need someone that'll make a difference and be pesty and you know, disrupt some stuff. Mm. But still able to do some stuff on offense, still able to, you know, shoot the ball at a good, decent clip for a guard. So that'll be a miss. Hopefully Gabe Vincent fills that void. But we'll see, you know. And I think in terms of free agency, Eric Gordon going to the Suns is one of those low-key, sneaky, good moves for him.
Right.
But their Suns' depth is questionable at best. They lost another one of their bench players to, I want to say, let me look. Oh, yeah, to the Bulls.
Yeah.
Craig.
Okay.
Torrey Craig went to the Bulls. So he was a cog in that wheel that they lost. Wow. So yeah, they're losing big, man. Like I said, the Suns did get Gordon. Mm-hmm. They need some big man. Another notable free agent signing, which kind of, I don't even know if it's not really a free agent signing. They did a lot of rookie extensions too.
Uh-huh.
So you don't want to confuse those. So like Desmond Bane.
Oh yeah, Desmond Bane. LaMelo Ball got the bag. LaMelo
Ball 5 years. He got the big bag. Anthony Edwards for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, he just signed today.
Big bag.
Five years.
Just got it today. Another 5 year full max extension.
Right.
So shout out to those guys for that. In terms of actual, a lot of players went the free agency route, but only to sign back with their teams, like Draymond Green,
right.
4 years, 100 mil. Kyle Kuzma, 4 years, 102. Then you got guys like Chris Middleton signed back.
That's right, he did.
To the Bucks, as well as big guy. Give him to me. Twin.
Morris.
Nope. Center. He's the center. Big dude.
Oh, Lopez.
Lopez. Brooke Lopez. Yeah. Yes.
Lopez. Brooke Lopez.
Brooke Lopez, yes. He just signed a 2-year, 46 mil to go back with the Bucks. So the Bucks are going to be in contention again this year. Next year is when Giannis's contract is up. So actually him and Drew Holiday. Holiday. Both of those guys, their contract expires next year. Or they have a player option. So Bucks going to have their work cut out for them. Everything I'm hearing is this is probably going to be their last little run. Because of the way the CBA is built, they've exhausted everything to get where they are now.
Right.
And they don't have any kind of flexibility or any means to sign these guys for any longer than they have this year.
Yeah. So Giannis signs somewhere else next year.
Giannis is probably out of there. If they win it this year, he's probably still out of there. So,
gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, around the, it's a bunch of other, I mean, you can go and look, there's a bunch of other signings. I mean, if you come on Truth Be Told Sports, the Facebook page, we usually put a couple on there, check them out. You know, or you go Google for yourself. There's a lot of different outlets that covered it. It's still going on now. I mean, it's going on. I want to say it's a week long, right?
Yeah, it's about a week long.
It's a week long. So there's, like I said, there's still one and two little ancillary picks that you're like, it may not mean something, but it means something.
Yeah.
One of the big ones, speaking of, and just this will be it for as far as the free agency, Bruce Brown to the Pacers. Mm-hmm. Is huge for
oh man Especially Halliburton, they extended Halliburton.
Halliburton extended, got his max. That was another one. And then it was Halliburton and then Bruce. So Bruce Brown means he's not with the Nuggets anymore.
No.
So the Nuggets have now lost their two of their three important bench players. Mm-hmm. So they still got their starting five, but their bench is now nobody knows. You know, so
good luck.
Even Thomas Bryant went and signed with the Bulls. I think with the Heat, I think. But he's not there anymore. I mean, he didn't play, but they've lost their whole bench. So if they think they're going to repeat this year, it's
nice
not
try, looking fella.
Good. Yeah, it's not looking good. But Bruce Brown got his bag. He was looking for, just to give you some perspective, I think this year he signed for 46. 2 years, 46. Last year, he was playing for Denver for, I think, $6.8 million. Mm-hmm. And that was the only contract he could get. So let's give you some perspective. He literally played his way into more money. So shout out to Bruce for that. We wanted him as a Laker, but they wanted to pay him more money. So shout out to him.
There you go.
For that. But yeah, those highlights, man. Like I said, there's plenty more. Pickups and stuff that are to your team, whoever's team, you know, your favorite team is, they're out there. Everybody's making moves except for probably, I didn't see nothing Minnesota did, or
I don't think they did much.
Outside of
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
I don't think Minnesota did much. They pretty much kept their guys.
Yeah. But it's been exciting, man. Like I said, I've been watching The Wire and just seeing what's going on and who's going where, not only for my team, but just to see how it's going to shape out, because this is basically the last of people filling out their rosters. They might get one or two from the summer league, like the rookies and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, this is pretty much your roster and how it's going to be for the season.
I've been watching Dame, man. It's been Dame time for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he'll be great. I think he'll be great in Miami.
I do too, man. 100%. I think he'll be
franchise perfect. Alone.
Well, and the best part about it is for Jimmy, it's some relief.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
He's making him carry the whole team for
Christ all the time.
And I would really appreciate it if they just somebody give him 30, you know, 20 or 30, where he don't have to do it every damn game.
Right.
So,
it's like, you know, we sacrifice. I mean, we already made a sacrifice with the bench, getting rid of like the players that helped us along. Gabe Vincent, we already talked about, is already gone.
Right.
Tyler Hero is on his way out the door.
Yeah. Pretty much. Probably taking Duncan Robinson with him.
And you know, Jimmy Neutron is definitely going to go.
Jimmy Neutron.
So I guess I've been trying to been following it. Last I heard, it was like it's the trade to Miami. It's almost like a sure shot he's going to go. But they're trying to find a third team to dump off Tyler Hero onto because of his contract, you know.
So Portland doesn't want Tyler Hero?
I don't think Tyler Hero wants Portland.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because it's kind of like reverting.
Yeah,
we talked about like Portland's lack of a win culture they have there. It's like, hey, we have a team.
Yeah,
come support the Blazers.
Support the Blazers. We have a basketball team.
Yeah, Portland. Okay, you go see the basketball team in Portland.
Yeah,
like, I don't think Blazer fans are real. I just think
that's terrible.
I think they get, you know, tickets to the games. I don't know. I mean, you might have a couple of real fans out there.
I think they have some.
But I think majority of them got tickets. You know, their tickets came with like an Applebee's two for 20. Oh. No, you get that. You get two Whopper Juniors. That's
terrible.
You get two Whopper Juniors. Add BK. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's you get a number four and a ticket to the game.
Ticket to the game. I'm just kidding. I'm sure Portland fans will, you know.
Shout out to Portland fans. Shout out to Portland. We're just playing.
Joking, y'all. We're just joking. So don't
No, I get it, man. And honestly, if you
I don't think some teams
are in it to win, and some teams are in it to make money. Like, it's all about perception. And some of them teams just want different things.
Right.
But I think one thing about Lillard is he's done the I got money portion of it. He wants to do the I'm a winner portion.
Right.
And that's cool. And he's got the tools, man. I want to see him put it together when it means something. And I want to see what kind of moxie he got. And I think he's pretty calm and cool. So I can respect him, but I want to be able to see. I want to see if he can ignite them to different heights as opposed to them getting Miami fighting all the way only to run out of gas. Yeah.
If we would have had someone else, we could have. Yeah, you know,
that's what I'm saying, man. It's just like,
I don't know about the Denver team. I don't know about that Denver team. That Denver team was pretty good.
No, Denver was tough.
Yeah,
it looked like Miami just was
like we were budging.
Tired.
And I knew it was coming because it reminded me of 2020. I was like, okay, we're doing all right. But then, oh my God, you guys look exhausted.
Right. Just not 100%. And granted, Denver was. They weren't 100% either, but it just seemed.
Yeah.
Nothing they could do was going to help. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So hopefully when Dame comes, it'll provide a more of a spark and more of a, you know, we can do this together kind of thing.
Right. I hope so, man. I hope so.
Hope for you, man.
Miami Heat fans out there, you know, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, he's already requested a trade for Portland. Outside of Miami, where do you think he would land?
Outside of Miami?
If the deal doesn't get
done, I would say the only thing why I would say, I don't know. There's not too many places because of his contract where he could go.
Right.
To be honest. But I heard somebody say today, San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Which would be a jolt to the Spurs.
It would be.
Because they have Wembanyama, the number one overall pick for this year's draft. Mm-hmm. So what would it be like to pair, you know, Dame with...
With him.
With him. And I don't know if that's something Dame wants to do, but I don't know if he doesn't really have a no-trade clause. So honestly, he can request the trade, but he don't have any control over where it goes. He could just put in, it's like when we put in our duty stations for the Army, like, this is the three where I hope I could go.
Like, you know?
And they look at you like, yeah, dude, you're going to Korea. All right.
So, like, okay, yeah, I see. you want to go to Bragg? Put Bragg on this for real? Why not?
So, but yeah, it's San Antonio. Initially it was Brooklyn. But they didn't have nothing they could give them that could be comparable. I think Portland is at a point now where they're trying to cut their losses, but still get something in return.
Right.
And at first they were like, yeah, we're going to do right by him. He was here for 11 years. You know, let's get him out to where he needs to be. And then it was like, whoa, we're not just going to let you go for nothing now. Like we're going to get something, you know, so we're going to go figure out where the best deal is for us. So they're trying to work with Miami.
Right.
And hopefully they can get a third party in there to help them out. But I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, San Antonio.
They might send them east. You make a lot of sense with that one, though. That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
But it would be, oh my God. Just imagine San Antonio fans. Not just, San Antonio, but the fans. Oh, my God. They won't shut up.
They'd be lit up.
It's been great with them being quiet.
Hadn't it, though? Hadn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And no one has anyone else, like, drop in the comments, like, go to the Facebook page and let us know. Hasn't it been nice without San Antonio fans?
Oh, good.
I would last with them. We just mess with y'all.
We're just kidding,
I say that because we have one, you know, there's a listener out there that's a San Antonio fan. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He'll hit us up.
We just playing, bro.
I'm not. Any honorable mentions, bro?
Yeah, bless. All right. Well, honorable mention to my my team in the USFL, the Birmingham Stallions, which are the two-time USFL champions. Congratulations, boys. We did it.
First off, we did it. Okay. And then number two, did you see that celebration?
Did I? You know, I always think of that Paul Abdul song, two steps forward, two steps back. Oh,
40 ounces back.
Were those 40s?
They were 40s. They broke out slits? The 40s.
What was it slits?
I didn't see a label. You know what I mean? I mean, it could have been Miller High.
Was the blue cow there?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I mean, it could have been OE. Don't know.
I think it was OE.
If it was OE, bro.
They're out there drinking malt liquor, bro.
Birmingham got him. Birmingham got him. Damn, son.
I don't even think they could sponsor them anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, like white men can't jump. We got to take our sponsorships. They're not coming back for next year. That's for sure.
Oh, my God. Screw that's it. Funny.
Let's just jump these 40s.
Somebody run to 7-Eleven. Yo,
tell me you black without telling me you black.
They're like, hey, did you go to, which one, did y'all go get the Corbell?
Right.
No? Where, no? Oh, shit.
Where was the Wild Irish Rose? You know what I'm saying? Let's take it all the way back. You know?
Okay, no, the 40 was on the field. The Wild Irish Rose is definitely in the locker room.
There you go. Right next to the Mad Dog 2020. The strawberry banana joint.
Yeah. That was a Boone's Farm in there, bro. What the?
Little Boone's Farm. Oh, my God. What in the 1998 never happened?
Like, what's going on here? Who's in charge of this? Oh, my God. That's funny.
I couldn't help
it. Shout out to them, bro.
Shout out, man. Do it how you live it, man. It's fine. Hey, winners do what they want. Yep. You know what I mean?
Losers don't.
The losers complaining about the winners celebrating. You know what I mean? Like, why are you mad at me from out? You mad at me from outside the club?
you can't even get in.
So yeah, a huge honorable mention to them, man. I'm happy for them. Happy for that whole organization, man. Honestly, I'm happy for the USFL in general because it's their second season, or maybe it's their third season.
Second
season that they completed. So shout out to them, man. They did it again. Anytime you can complete the season, it's the same thing I say about the XFL. Mm-hmm. Great job.
Fantastic. Good stuff.
Yeah.
My honorable mention is going to go once again to the WWE. I've been like so invested in this bloodline saga, man. This is
emotional.
This is some great writing, man.
Yeah.
Some great writing.
They own one.
Yeah. I mean, half of it is like to cover up, you know, try to get Roman Reigns and his reign as the Universal Champion past Hulk Hogan. Like, honestly, that's probably what, you know, part of is that, you know, right? Sam,
you think so? You're just trying to get rid of Hogan?
Hell yeah. That's why they put him in, you know, they Roman Reigns is pinned for the first time in 3.5 years, like,
yeah,
in a tag team match.
Yep.
At what they would call a PLI or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Premier PLE. Live event. PLE. Yeah. But now it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be like that. It's going to be him against this person, or, you know, they're setting it up for him against Jay, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to go beyond that.
It's definitely going beyond that, for sure.
Yeah.
Because.
But he has to fight solo. I think he's going to fight solo soon.
Oh, no, man. Like, it's like right now, because I think the Usos are doing a good job of trying to keep Solo in it.
Yeah.
Because you saw the last one, they said, I don't want to be tribal chief. Yeah. You know, he'll be good for the job.
Yeah.
And then Roman started laughing like, okay, that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
And you know what it is? It's a perfect example of making sure your family get that shine. Like Roman, I give all the love to Roman Reigns right now.
Yeah, because
what he's doing right now is how you get your family in there to stay.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, not only the Usos already made it as a tag team. They're they're already in there. But Solo wouldn't have made it where he is now without this program. That's right. For sure. No. So when this is all dissolves and he come out as a badass looking around and he cleaning off everything, he can go get whatever, go for whatever he want to go for, whether it be a mid-card title, maybe he getting the heavyweight championship scene, whatever he going to go for, he's going to be able to do it. So, yeah, I'm invested too, man. I'm invested too. Dope. We could have a whole podcast.
We could. We probably, stuff. You know what? You know, I was thinking we probably do the next PLE. Let's do a live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking about that. Let's like a live reaction with that. So it'll be something.
Maybe, SummerSlam?
Probably be SummerSlam. Let's do SummerSlam. Yeah. Let's do SummerSlam. So there you have it, people. We will be live for SummerSlam. So you know, saying look it up whenever it happens. We'll be live for the True Flow Sports Podcast. Any parting shots, sir?
Yes, parting shot. To all the listeners, all the OG listeners, everybody for supporting us up to this point. We appreciate it. We're upping. We're getting up to that 100K point where we got 100K views. And we definitely appreciate everybody that's been along for the ride. It's been bumpy, but hopefully it's been entertaining to you. And also a shout out to my youngest son, Paul, who completed a baseball camp out at the Bowie Bay Sox Stadium. It was hosted by one of the Baltimore Hall of Famers. I want to get his name right. I don't want to mess it up. Al Mumbry. And hold on. Yeah, Al Mumbry. He's a Baltimore Hall of Famer. He was a rookie of the year back in 75, and he was with the O's when they won their title in 83. Mm. And he played like 12 years with the O's. So he's a famous Baltimore Oriole.
There you go.
But he hosted, and it was just a great camp for my son. So I want to give him a shout out. He did really good. He got a ball and he got it signed.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it was cool. And like a lot of the players from the AA affiliate, Bowie Bay Sox, were out there showing him the ropes. So I really appreciate it. So shout out to Bowie Bay Sox. It was really awesome.
That's awesome, bro. That's cool.
How about you?
Once again, man, I talked about it at the top of the show. I'll talk about it at the bottom of the show, man. Shout out to the Hollis family. Like the Hollis family, I was able to attend the Hollis family reunion. Being back home in Mobile, like it just, you know, being around my father, being around my family, my sister. I wish my brother could have made it, but shout out to my brother also, man. Congratulations on your promotion, big dog. So fucking proud of you, bro. Keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? You're doing fantastic. But you know, just being around my family, man, was fantastic. So like, you know, I got to visit my mom, had a nice little moment with her. And then, you know, man, I wish I could have seen everybody I wanted to see down there, but you know, so shout out to my family down there. I love you guys. And you know, and that's it. That's it. That's pretty much. And the listeners, yeah, I love y'all too. I ain't gonna hold you. I do love y'all. I love y'all. Continue to listen. We're close to the 100K mark, which is the big milestone for us. Something we set out to do like to begin with. So like you're making it happen for us. So we really appreciate you guys. Like seriously. That's it. That's all I have. You got anything else?
That's it, man.
All right. Sure. Since I have nothing, for Hollow Point, I am King Hooli. We are Truth and Toast Sports Podcast. Recipes Kobe. We out of here. Peace.